This week on the Reflex Blue Show, Von Glitchka returns for the first time. Hi, I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Meary. So, Nate, we did this book review show.
Yeah, we did that two shows ago.
And something like that. And
yeah, that's right.
Ends up Von Glitchka just went off the hook. Just crazy.
He did.
Yeah, because he had like a book that we didn't recommend as a current book. And he's got an upcoming book we didn't recommend. And he's just livid. So he actually came to the studio just to yell about it.
Showed up to whoop ass.
Rolled down from the fine state of Oregon. Oregon, Mississippi, I think. To come down. Vaughn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We're not bad. Vaughn, a previous guest of the old show, joined us on the Be A Design Cast live-ish from Nashville a little over a year ago. Yeah. And also joining us is the super cool and oddly text-happy Steve Gordon.
Sorry.
We brought him in there to protect us from Vaughn's rage.
Yeah, I'm just a buffer, man. I'm just a buffer.
Anytime you need protection from Vaughn's rage, you call. Steve is the kryptonite to Vaughn's.
I've seen Vaughn in action, man. You guys don't want a piece.
Now, I do have to say, after we got back from Nashville, I did order a copy of the Crumble Crackle Burn.
Yeah, we put it to good use.
Yeah,
we worked up the little poster we gave to the students. I about said the girls, but there were guys there too in Boise.
And then and then I've used it on a couple other projects, but it's been a great book. So what's the now? This is all like a texture book. Your current book.
Not the current book at all. It's the old book.
Well, this is the current one because the other one's not out yet. So what's the upcoming book?
Oh snap! I thought the other one was out.
No, the new book's going to be called.
Let's turn the laptop around. It looks hot.
Drip dot swirl. You can kind of see the pickup on the
crumble,
layout.
Crumble, crackle, burn.
Here.
Yep.
First book was on textures for design and illustration. The second book is illustrated patterns, tileable patterns, vector for design or illustration. And just to kind of give you an idea, there's a wide range of
nice
patterns.
That one's tight. I like that.
Seriously.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
crazy
man.
Awesome.
I mean, this is the cheapest quality stock photography around. Or stock, you know, texture.
Dag, way to bring it down, man.
No, I mean, of this. I mean, I can't believe they're this cheap, really. When you start using
it. How much does the book go for? The book's like $87.
Well,
it's like $150.
I don't know if the... Well, I guess the publisher doesn't mind, but on the publisher's...
Let's say what the old book was.
Yeah.
Is $35.
The retail. But I got it.
If you go to Amazon, you can get it for $23.10.
It's easily double that, man.
Yeah. Oh,
it's easily worth double that.
Now you actually put a out this old world texture set as well. Now, how do people go about getting
back
that?
Back in February, me and two friends traveled to Europe, Israel, and Jordan, and I just use it as an opportunity to take a lot of photographs and create a whole new set. And same format, same resolution. But in addition to black and white, I'm also giving you the source photos. So
nice.
That's called Old World.
And how do people go about getting that one?
If they go to my blog, artbackwash.com, they'll see an ad for it on the right-hand side.
We're going to come back and talk about Art Backwash in a minute because I totally love it. And we're gonna talk about why I love it. That's one topic I want to.
You're just a fan of the backwash.
Yeah, I am.
Nice backwash.
Also a fan.
Don't ever give Nate your
the
drink.
The ladies in this illustration here. Ooh. So okay, so the first book came together. You have these amazing textures that are really cool, very versatile, and you gave them to friends of yours, I believe. Say, hey man, you make an illustration, use this. So we got the texture right next to it. We got the illustration using the texture. Next to that,
yes.
What's going on in the new book? Same kind of thing?
Kind of the same thing, but the difference between the textures in the pattern book when I was producing it is I had all the patterns done before the book was done, so I could assign all of them. Obviously, it takes a lot longer to create the patterns, so I only had a handful, so I assigned them to 10 different designers and illustrators, such as Ryan Hughes in the UK for Device, a couple other, a good range of people. The samples that are going to be in the book, there's 10 artist features. So it mm-hmm. will actually feature the artist. It'll show a picture of them, give a little bio of them, show how they show the pattern and show how they used it. And that kind of covers the gamut from purely an illustrative to use into a usage for like a logo identity project.
Oh, nice.
And another one was one of my favorites was done by Patricia Zapata. She's from Texas, and she took one of the patterns and made a handcrafted piece of art that hangs on the wall. So I already have kind of an idea what I want to do for the third book. But yeah.
What is the return of the king of this?
Probably
the return of the Jedi. It has to be the return of something.
It does.
I'm putting my money on photos of Nate.
Mm. Photos of Donovan are all the rage with the students right now.
I guess.
Nice.
Softcore Donovan.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about? Softcore Donovan?
I don't know, but you just got Batman Reese's.
Yeah, okay.
Steph is awesome.
We took a little invisible pause in the show. My Batman Reese's are open already, actually.
Are they shaped, like Batman?
She's only quasi-awesome. She stole some Reese's.
Yeah, they're not shaped like Batman at all.
They're Dark Knight colors.
They're oddly shaped like M&M's. Just without
strange.
The M. And I'm so going to eat these right here on air.
They didn't even print the bat on them?
I know.
Why didn't they do that?
You would think that they would.
I feel a little bit cheated.
I'll bet if it was like 1989 Batman, they totally would have put like the Tim Burton, slightly more cartoony.
I bet if Vaughn did it, he'd make them look like you were eating rocks because he could put textures on them.
Yeah.
What's up?
Could be eating a little bit of rust off the front of this book here.
Reese's rocks.
I want to talk a little bit about Art Backwash because it's one of my favorite sites. And like a month ago now, or much more than a month ago, I will edit that swallow out, or possibly not. That was me swallowing Batman. Just Batman.
That's
wow.
Steve, what had been floored? Now it's time to have.
And by the way, Steve, Mohawk's working nice.
Good job, boy.
Thanks,
Wonder.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Speaking of 89, Steve. Yeah,
bringing
is,
it back.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
He's just proven he can grow hair on the top of his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should do the same.
Yeah.
You guys can have a Mohawk contest.
Yeah, that's working well.
Merely an exercise in my hair growing prowess.
Nice. Art Backwash. Okay, like a month ago, and I was like on my side. I was like, man, I gotta blog my work more because Vaughn's over there. It's like every day he's putting something up. Now, number one, you must be a very busy man to have that much work to throw up on Art Backwash all the time. But one of the things I really like about that site, and I can't remember who I was telling about this. I think this was a couple shows ago when we were talking about having you on. I said, the thing about Vaughn's site is like he'll be like, yeah, I really like this logo, but the client was a dick and they changed it and now it looks like this.
No. I didn't say that, but close. Yeah.
Do you at least wait for the client's check to show up before you start ripping them?
Usually I only rip the clients who I'll never work with again anyway.
The guys that aren't coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's already smacked them before he rips them.
Gotta work. When I was also, like, because I know that you work with a with an agent sometimes, with an illustration representative. I was wondering if that buffer makes it a little bit easier to be like, you know, I really didn't care for these guys.
Most of the work I get through my rep, who's Scott Hull, is I never run into that problem. They know what I do. Usually the problem is with smaller companies, and I'm dealing with some marketing manager, and they're trying to play art director, or they're having me design in the dark because they don't know what they want until they see it. It's usually those type of scenarios that you run into. I've been pretty good at seeing the earmarks of those up front and kind of quashing them before it gets started. But this year it's like three or four of them kind of got through for one reason or the other. So it's kind of cathartic on my website to share that whole experience and get it out. And it usually is the posts that get the most response to, is people can relate to it, I think.
Yeah.
People can't relate to working with good clients. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
No.
Well, yeah. I think everybody's got, like, one good client and, like, 10 clients where you're like, all right, well, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to be over here with this other guy who I like.
Yeah, but, like, yourself and your favorite aunt don't count.
Yeah,
true. Good clients.
Man, I am an awesome client of mine.
I am the sweetest client I've ever had.
36 point
My
gives Vossum so much work.
Yeah.
Anything will do?
So, Vaughn, tell us about the FBI.
Well,
what can you legally tell us about the FBI?
Yeah, I'm scared because he took a long pause.
Yeah. Do I need to lower the curtains a little bit when you start talking?
Steve was not here.
I mean, there's like a guy hanging from the tree, it looks
like,
with
the Social Security number.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of came out in an indirect way. When I started my business about 6 years ago, my brother, who's a CPA, helped me set up the incorporation. And all I knew at the time is I didn't want Inc. at the end of my name.
Right.
And
is that the lame?
Yeah, it's too corporate. And he said, well, you can do a DBA, and then it can be anything. You can then have it what you want without the Inc. And then I said, but you still need a corporate name. Well, what do I do for the corporate name? And he said, well, anything you want. And so the first thing that popped my mind was Floating Banana Inc. And so,
totally. It's amazing because I thought of the same thing.
So that's what I did.
As did Steve, judging by the look on his face.
I took out the floating, but there was a banana in there. I can't lie.
And from that, a friend of mine pointed out that, well, it abbreviates to FBI. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that one night, and then as Federal Bureau, and then I go, of Illustration, I go, man, I kind of like that. That's kind of cool.
And you almost start a business anytime, on something like that.
Anytime I think of a name like that, the first thing I do is go check, see if anybody owns a domain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was available, so I snagged it, and I kind of held on to it for a couple years, wanting to do something with it, but not sure what. And then about 6 months ago, I finally had a little bit of time and decided to use it as a way to showcase case studies in a fun way. So I could write them so they're kind of gumshoe and tongue-in-cheek. And
people can roll over to Federal. I don't believe it's FBI.com.
I'm always looking for an excuse to, like, carry a Glock around the office, and if it's part of the, you know, the company, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, and you've got, like, the sweet, like, private dick door at the home office now. You showed us a picture of that a minute ago. I saw it on the site a while back.
Yeah, the way that happened is when we bought the house, you come in the front door, there's a room right off to the right, and that's my office, but it was supposed to be the living room, but they had a regular door on it. It just didn't make any sense. And I said, well, that's not the living room. We're going to make that my office. But I never closed the door because I felt like it's pretty small. It's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I was in a closet. So I told my wife I wanted to get a new door that had a glass pane. And she said, okay, that's fine. Well, as I started looking at the doors for this local company that builds custom doors, it turned out to be the same guy who did our house, so it worked out good. But he had glass that had the ribbing on it, so it wasn't clear. And I go, wow, that's kind of cool. And so I got that. And my wife, up to that point, didn't mind it. She thought it was okay. And
yeah, the boss is happy with the door.
And then once I got the door installed, I'm looking at it. I'm going, God, that kind of looks like, you know, the whole detective type
door. It's like Sam Spade door. It's like Tracer Bullet from Calvin and Hobbes. I just imagine you just sitting there in the dark all day long drinking
a lot of smoking.
You have to take up
smoking just for that door,
talking about dames
and gams.
Well, I was gonna say often dames drop by and ask me if I can take on a case about their dames dead husband.
You know that it's gonna be trouble, but you do it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Eventually, she pulls a gun on you and doesn't want to pay for the illustration.
But then she doesn't want to pull the trigger because the illustration was so good.
Yeah.
So then she etches it on your tombstone. Yeah, I know how that ends.
So, long story short, I was looking at the door one day, and then I realized, well, I thought, man, I should come up with a cool logo for the Federal Bureau of Illustration. Just put it on my door as if this is the Federal Bureau of Illustration, my office is. And so I mocked it up on the computer, printed it out, showed my wife, and her
I can totally imagine that conversation. We gotta do this?
She's going, you're kidding me, right? I go, no, this is gonna look cool. And she's just kind of rolled her eyes, and she kind of knew I was gonna do it regardless, and I did. And now she didn't like it at first, but now she kind of likes it.
Because when people break into your house, they instantly they got a cop station in the house, and they just leave. Yeah.
We got to roll out of here. There's probably a PI drunk and passed out behind his desk back there.
And what you can't see in the photograph I showed you is it says Federal Bureau of Illustration with the logo, and then down below it says Special Agent Glitchko.
Nice. Now, what you need to do now you got that door, and I know you got kids, so you just got to, like, pimp out a door for all your kids and make it, like, Special Agent Johnny. I don't know what your kids' names are. But, like, you have a daughter, right? I'm not crazy?
Savannah and Alyssa.
Okay, yeah. Then awesome. They need doors. You just need to do the whole house that way. You could do it. You could make it happen. Yep. You don't really need to do that.
And you just need a backup
squad.
They're
my snitches.
There you go. Nice. Your informants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't,
in that case, all
why don't
they need
you
is
just
a back
put
alley.
Prison bars on all the windows, too? Go the whole way.
Yeah, let's do it.
And you just, all you need is a backup squad of guys who sit around and just go, man, that's a cool idea. In the presence of your wife so that she's not outvoted, but you've got backup.
Well, every time somebody comes over, they see my door.
And it's like, cool.
What's that all about? Usually, they already have a hard time understanding what I do.
Yeah.
Then they see that, and it's like a whole new layer of not understanding what
I kind of get that being a home office designer, illustrator myself. I get that from my neighbors a bit. Like, so what do? You sit home? You draw pictures for money? I'm like,
I get the same.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's good work if you can get it.
The only people that hang out near my place are the old guy that lives next to me and me. So
nice.
We're just kind of hanging.
You hang out with the old guy?
Yeah, during lunch. He's like, so, how you doing?
You know what I like is just...
He has an excuse, but he's like, what's your excuse, youngster?
I'm old. I can be here. What are you doing?
Do I need to talk to the landlord? Have you been paying your
exactly.
rent?
What exactly do you do, son?
What I like the most is just kind of rolling around Omaha randomly, running into Steve working in coffee shops and things like that.
Like pop up out of nowhere.
Hey, it's me. I'm working.
It's mobile office day.
Yeah. I need to get something where I can have mobile office days.
Cause telling you, I'm a Wi-Fi commando, man. Mm. Going searching for the free Wi-Fi.
Nice. So I'm gonna ask a question. I was thinking about saving this for a different show, but I got two guys here that I know are in. I think we're gonna derail the show a little bit with this. Is I don't believe Donovan is in. Logo Lounge just got announced again. Steve got a little love in the Logo Lounge. Vaughn got a bit more love than Steve in the Logo Lounge.
Superstar designer Drew Davies got some love.
Davies got some love. I think Arch Rival got some love.
Arch Rival did get love.
A couple other places I know got in.
Wink, wink.
Wink,
nudge,
wink.
Nudge.
But here's what I'm putting out to you. It kind of feels like the only reason, like, Donovan, you're not in Logo Lounge, right?
I've never submitted anything.
That's what I was just going to say. Nor have I. And at this point, I'm starting to wonder, and not to demean the accomplishment to you two fine, very talented gentlemen, but is it really, like, prestigious to get into Logo Lounge anymore? Aren't there, like, 2,000-some logos a book?
Considering that there's... over 33,000 submissions, though.
Okay, there.
Now,
Nate
says this.
That I need to hear.
Nate says this, and the reason Vaughn's in town is because he's judging the local AIGA show, which we both entered. So
I didn't enter the local.
So it's kind of like Nate's railing on. Is this prestigious enough?
You don't need to enter the local
but
show. You're in Logo Lounge.
But you know,
you don't need to slum it down here with us.
Yeah. It's the only show I've never gotten into.
No, I don't think there's any. I haven't seen any show that has like you know a huge like I mean like a 50% acceptance rate and stuff.
Right,
so none of these shows are gimmies by any way.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't necessarily... Okay, yes, I was saying it was a gimme, but the stat that I didn't have was that there was 33,000 entries. Still, I mean, okay. Yeah. That's like the difference between a $120,000 house and a $122,000 house. Right. I mean, at that point... But, you know, I was just like, would they put 2,000 logos in, and how many get entered? Like, 2006, and there's just, like, six dudes out there that got robbed?
Just yours, Nate.
Yeah.
The five you entered, the one I entered. The only one's
cut. That entered. Yeah. I didn't get in.
I mean, to be completely honest.
Let's do it. Yes.
Every time I get stuff in Logo Lounge, it seems like the logos I like the most never get selected.
That's always happened to me.
That's every show I've ever seen.
And I will say I was a judge for Logo Lounge this year, and so I kind of know their back end and how they go about judging stuff and
I did not know and now I feel awesome for
bringing up the
topic.
A lot of people have questioned that, but I think it their process for going through all the submissions and judging them is, I think it was every logo is seen by at least three judges and rated.
How many judges are there?
I believe there's 8 or 10.
This is awesome. We're totally getting the dish on Logo Lounge.
And it's like CA then.
Yeah.
So, and it's a blind judging. You don't see whose it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a name or a firm name. All you see, you might get a description of who the clients, what type of service they do.
See, what I do is I write Donovan Beery Presents above every logo I do.
Yeah, which is, it's...
I'm working into my client's name.
It is smart, though, when if you do Logo Lounge, make sure to fill out those descriptions, because a lot of people don't. So there's a lot of logos where we're purely judging it based off of just what it looks like.
And
they tell you right
which
on the site.
Which is the downfall of any competition.
Yeah. When you're a member, they tell you right on the site. They have a trend watch. Mm-hmm. What logos are what things are being done in logo work and identity work right off the bat, and then on top of that, like Vaughn says, the descriptors.
Steve, can I have you lean in?
The categories that they do, you know, if they have certain category hot button keywords, where if you're designing for an apparel company or this was a landscaping company, you get a chance to kind of give a little bit of backstory based on what the logo itself is.
Nice. Yeah, that's I had no idea how any of that worked, but I just saw that was everyone's putting out their big Logo Lounge press releases, and I guess this will be like 4 weeks ago by the time the show gets out. But right. So no one's gonna be talking about Logo Lounge anymore. We're actually Vaughn. I don't know if Donovan let you know. We're actually CS4 is bumping you to the show after the next show. We were totally going to have you on this week, and then. Oh, we had to go and drop CS4. So we're
Thank you all for listening to the last show. Yeah, about CS4, which
that
was awesome.
That was a great show. We totally did 3 days from now. That aired 2 weeks ago. The time warp of this show
just exploded.
Yeah. I can answer some CS4 questions as on their beta team.
Oh, dude, yeah, let's do it. Let's pretend that I already know the answers to these questions from last week. Tell us a little bit about CS4
the
beta.
Since the cat's out of the bag in regards to Illustrator, that's the software I was on their beta team.
Mm-hmm.
Masking is improved, so when you have items outside the mask area, they're no longer selectable.
Oh, that's great.
That makes workflow easier.
So it kind of works like how Freehand did, if you ever use Freehand mm-hmm. for masking.
Yep. Clap. Yep. I'm just clapping. Anything they can do to bring it closer
to
the way Freehand.
I'm going to pour a little out for my boy Freehand.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Another one is a nice feature which replicates functionality out of Photoshop is you can blend from a color to transparent.
My wife in the other room just had a wig out moment when you said that. That's awesome.
That is
that's so much
and
better.
I mean, we totally talked about that 2 weeks ago.
So kiss goodbye to the Hinky opacity mask. That's
nice.
Gone now.
Now how does Adobe go about picking out their beta testers?
How do you go about getting on that bandwagon?
You're going tonight, so you're going to hear the story. I'm going to kind of share that tonight, but nice. I'll share it on here is. Back in 2006, a friend of mine who works at an agency in Portland referred me to a job to design a poster for CS3 Illustrator, their creative suite. And they didn't know I used Freehand. my friend didn't tell him. He knew, it comes to find out. He just wanted to see me squirm.
Nice.
And they brought me into the meeting and sold me this thing, said, this is what we want you to do. All the while I'm thinking, I don't know Freehand. I don't know Illustrator. Should I tell him? Should I not tell him? I decided not to tell him. I went home, upgraded to CS3, and then that week kind of jumped into it full steam and did the project from beginning to end in Illustrator. I'd never done that, so it was a lot of, you know, I swore a lot.
I remember when I had to do that. That was not an easy switch.
No. I did the switch early on in the process, so it was painful, but not as much. Like, way back in Illustrator 8 or
I had a vendor drop on me the other day that they need Freehand files. It blew my mind. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
I do not know if I necessarily trust those guys. I'm like, okay. Like, at this point, Freehand's starting to get a little old.
Maybe it ain't
old for the earth. Might just be a little too old for the club.
Yeah.
Antiquated. So from 2006 up until September of 2007, I kind of went back and forth. So one project I'd use Freehand, one project I'd use Illustrator, but I never felt fully confident just cutting the cord and going with Illustrator.
Yeah.
I upgraded to Leopard and Freehand stopped working.
Oh
dang.
And
that'll kill it.
Yeah, and so I made the complete. I haven't looked back since. And once I dived into it full time, I really got frustrated with some of the features I didn't like, and I posted on my blog. Somehow that ended up in front of the head of Illustrator's team for Adobe.
Nice. They I would like to have words with the head.
Complain
of the
a lot.
They team. And I have to say, the guy is really nice. He called me, and he said, "I read your blog post, and we think you're honest with your critique, so we want to invite you to be on the beta team."
Wow.
And I said, "Sure, I'd love to be on the beta team." And I was got invited to be on the team, joined it, started posting feedback, and some of the people were going, "Well, you need to get over this. Will Freehand work better?" And I go, "No, that's why I'm on the team, because these certain things don't work well and they need to be fixed." And I have to say, Adobe's doing a really good job.
They've been awesome
behind the scenes. They might not get it out to the public that well, so everybody realizes it, but they are addressing issues, and they're going to continue to do so. So CS4 had a lot of really great fixes in it. They improved the point control, so when you go to click something, it's easier to actually click right. it.
Oh man!
When
Cause
you go, wrote,
no, because that was the biggest thing, and I don't mean to cut you off, but that was the biggest learning curve for me, was the difference in how to just select a point. Yeah. In the two programs.
Yeah. For me, I'm just pumped that the mask doesn't stay clickable. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that helps with all kinds of things.
That would be a huge help on a project I'm doing right now, actually.
And rotating, when you rotate an item, you see it gives you a readout of the degrees as you're rotating it right there.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. Which is nice. Another thing that is really helpful is the gradient tool has been improved. So you can control your gradients on the object. You don't have to go over here and mess around with the palette.
I'm ready right now.
Yeah.
All right. So there, gotta be like what? About $70? Yeah. I am totally getting that.
$70 short of 10 G.
All
so
right.
So that's how you get on the team. Scathing, legitimate complaints.
I'm gonna ask. Oh, you okay? I was gonna ask you to say that again when we're recording, but we're still recording right now. I love doing these shows because I don't even know what's happening.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
Are we still recording?
We're totally still doing a show. Actually, we're pretty much coming down to the end of it. That was amazing. Donovan was like, "Should we talk about CS4 when Vaughn's here?" And I was like, "You know, Vaughn's a good guy. I don't want to waste like a show with Vaughn talking about something else."
If you've seen his tweets or blog posts, when he gets pissed off about
I remember,
hilarious.
As I said, he got so mad listening to our show about the book review that he wasn't in it. He came all the way down here.
Yeah. And
it
by
was just
the way,
bang, bang, bang on the
since
door.
Since I'm here, I might judge a show. But I'm here to whoop some ass.
Right, he started banging on the door.
Watch
and like,
out.
Steve,
like,
get over here and help us.
Tomorrow he's judging a show. 364 other days, he's kicking ass.
Dude, repost that link because.
I might just drop it.
Okay, well, Vaughn, we do like to ask a few things. Do you have any tips for the students out there before you leave?
I don't know if you remember, but we dropped that on you last time as well.
Give love to the kids.
Yeah, the number one thing I can say is just whether or not you want to be a full-blown illustrator, just keep drawing.
That was Steve's original tip from way back in the day. They say, "Give me a tip." I'm like, "Learn how to draw, suckers."
Done.
Yeah, you don't have to be a pro, but it works out so many kinks. So, again, Vaughn, say it again. Vaughn.
Yeah, there is a composition issue with your design, even if you can draw better.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a taboo typeface? I think we're going to do that again.
Baby teeth.
Baby teeth.
Same one he did last time.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Oh,
no.
You got another one?
No. Okay. That just means baby teeth is super taboo.
Yeah,
get
that was actually on
here.
A completely different internet radio broadcast.
Maybe it's felt marker.
Felt. No,
I'm
going to
go with
marker felt.
I'm going to go with anything medieval.
I do like that,
the
though. The guy not only hates... but he's consistent with his hate. A year later, you say, "What do you hate?"
Yeah.
Same thing.
He's not a man of irrational hatreds.
I've been holding on to that hate for a long time.
I'm going to spit out that mine is anything medieval off of DaFont. Stay up off of the affliction, old English typefaces off of DaFont.
Because if you're out there using those, that means it's not special when Steve totally uses those all over all of his work.
Thanks, Nate.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I'd like to thank Vaughn, the creator of Adobe CS4, for joining us on the show today.
Yes.
Steve, thanks for coming in.
Well,
I'm just here playing heavy. So.
He's just the one responsible for getting all the good
didn't
features.
Didn't you hear
in.
What he said when he blogged about it? They said, "Come in and be in charge of Adobe." He actually... runs Adobe. You weren't listening, Donovan.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, and thanks to the people out there who were listening, who I'm sure can corroborate
and,
hey, the story.
And we do got to thank AIG Nebraska for giving us an hour of Vaughn's time.
Yeah, yeah. And Vaughn for giving us an hour of Vaughn's time as well. We do appreciate that. And
you better thank him for not kicking ass, man.
Yeah. Well,
we got to thank you for protecting us from the ass kicking.
Today is an ass kicking day of the year, but he did spend it traveling, so I think it looks like he may have got that out of his
Yeah, he's a little weird.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening to the show. We'll see you in about 2 weeks.
See you guys later.
To send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.